Monday, November 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the hogs. A Trump win on Tuesday would be bearish for the hog and pork industry, as immigration and trade policies are horrible for this industry, potentially devastating. There is a record amount of ham in cold storage, and look at fresh production. Mexico is by far our best ham export buyer. Building the wall, putting punitive tariffs on Mexican imports, and deporting a substantial number of the industry's workforce would roil the Mexican economy, destabilizing what is often this industry's best export customer, with very negative consequences to the industry. Both presidential candidates oppose TPP. Losing TPP would be a setback, but losing Mexico would rattle this industry to the core. Bluntly stated, there is no need for the new packing plants under construction and the expansion now occurring without TPP, and if the Mexican market is severely damaged, it gets much worse. The industry depends on export demand growth. This industry is heading for a cliff. The ag sector is very vulnerable to Trump policies in general, but the hog and pork industry has its neck stretched out over the line the most of any. The regulation threatened by Hillary is comparatively minor compared to the impact that Trump trade and immigration policies would promise. A Trump win would negatively impact 2017 Linghan futures, which may cause the industry to reevaluate its expansion plans. The industry would likely be a good example of people not voting their economic interest, as I expect some degree of majority voted for Trump. On the cattle, beef packers have plenty of margin to pay up for cash cattle. There just has not been the leverage to make them. Traders filled one chart gap, and there's another open at 112 in December live cattle. One might think that feedlots would wait to get their asking price before paying up for feeders, but that wasn't the case last week. The rally in feeder cattle was premature. It's one thing to trade a gain in fats for an increase in feeder cattle cost, but that's not what happened last week. There could be a relief rally if Hillary wins, but there would not be too much to celebrate, given her opposition to TPP and disdain for CAFOs. Trump would be of no benefit to the beef industry either. This industry needs its exports and its imports. That is even more the case as the herd expansion grows production. The reason I say that it needs its imports is that we import hamburger lean that is mixed with our tallow. We don't want hamburgers to cost $8 at McDonald's. That would destroy demand rather than fill it. Thinking that Trump's trade policy would not have a devastating impact in U.S. ag exports requires extreme partisan delusion. I talked to one of Trump's ag advisors and he told me, "David, not one guy on this committee or group believes in Trump's trade policy." It's good to know that at least his advisors understand that. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the grains, the corn crop here yielded better than what farmers expected when the Pro Farmer Crop Tour rolled through last August. I think that bodes well for the USDA yield in the November report Wednesday. My feeling about the soybean yield has never wavered. It's just how big the record crop is. The record soybean crop has to this point been absorbed by Chinese demand. China's soybean purchases of the United States are reportedly up over 300 million bushel from last year. Is that all consumption, some to inventory, and how much is speculation? China represents so much of our soybean export demand that there are no other demand sources to offset slower Chinese demand when it comes. There is some political impact here to the degree that Clinton's immigration and trade policy is onerous, but less onerous than Trump's. There does not appear to be an issue with South American weather at this time, and the weather is pleasant here to finish harvest and get field work done for the next season. The drought in California is gone now in 25% of that state, but where it is still severe in southern and central California, it is as bad as ever. The California drought was never going to move into the Corn Belt, but the same cannot be said for drought that has intensified in the Deep South. Droughts have been known to migrate into the Corn Belt from the southeast U.S. Some rain is forecast for the Plain States that should help develop winter wheat. Many markets responded to the increased likelihood we would wake up to Madam President Wednesday morning. The S&P gapped higher overnight and has held on to the gain. Gold was trading off sharply, and the U.S. dollar was higher in a knee-jerk reaction responding to what, according to the betting market, is a 4 out of 5 chance that Hillary would be elected. The S&P has not yet pushed through the cap over it from the rounding top. The election's not over until it's over. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.